Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
November 2012, and I guess the end of the world is in about a month and 10 days. Of course, the media will cut that out of context. I've always said the 2012 garbage is just that garbage. The Mayans didn't even say that. I've gone and studied their prophecies. Not that I put any stock in it to begin with. But I just thought about, wow, 2012, TikTok, it is long in the tooth, as I like to say. Okay, here is what Mark Thauber, who's been a guest on this show before, and I'm going to pull out all the stops, guys, to call him, to Skype him, to email him, to all the producers, attack. You're on the hunt. Bring us Thauber. Attack in a friendly way, like a Red Devil Squid. You ever seen a Red Devil Squid attack? Amazing footage. Call them the jumbo squid. Side issue. I picture all of us as a swarm of jumbo squid attacking its quarry. They'll actually eat fishermen if they catch them in the water. Nature issue there. Mark Thauber is saying prepare for a massive market meltdown. This is what I've been saying. As soon as Obama got elected, they would implode the economy so they could hold everyone hostage like they did in 2008. In October, to say, give us unlimited trillions more and give us new taxes, VAT and carbon. And that's now been announced by Bloomberg, you name it. In fact, guys, I've been meaning to do a dissertation on this, and I have mentioned it but not done it properly, a special report on this. I'll do it on the radio today sometime after our guests leave us. Will you print me all the Bloomberg and Reuters articles about the Obama's going to propose a VAT the carbon tax to save us. It's the only way to keep all the welfare going. And, hey, half of you are on some form of government assistance. So what do you want? Give us more money. Okay, we'll raise taxes, which is designed to actually implode the economy further because the globalists want to consolidate it, and they're exempt. So that is coming up. Obviously, this Petraeus thing is really heating up now. DrudgeReport.com calls it a four-star circus, and it certainly is. That's the image up at DrudgeReport.com. Perhaps we'll punch that up and show the TV viewers. Radio listeners can obviously go there. Also, on DrudgeReport.com, he's linked to our article, Drivers Questioned on Guns at Federal Checkpoint. And this is even worse in hindsight now that I've thought about it, because it turns out they're doing this all over the place where national parks surround major cities, and you've got to go through them to get to Tucson, Arizona, unless you want to go 100 miles out of the way through circuitous routes. So you want to go through the pass. They're there like robbers of old at the pass. Hand them off at the pass. You know, that's where they lie in wait, the highwaymen. Everyone's known that for thousands of years in different cultures. But it's not banditos. It's not desperados. It's not highwaymen. It's government bureaucrats there wanting to search your car and inspect your legal and lawful guns and then order you to do things that are illegal. We're going to be breaking more of that down. And also, gun sales again soaring after Barack Obama's reelection to an all-time turbocharged level. And we've got Larry Pratt joining us of Gun Owners of America via video Skype. And he is going to be joining us in the third hour today. All things Second Amendment and giving you a over-the-horizon view of how they're going to come after the Second Amendment, and then, boy, they're announcing they are. They're blowing their trumpets. They're banging their war drums. Boom, 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 boom. I mean, it's coming. We can see the campfires, and the enemy's letting us know what's up. Dr. Steve Pachinik, he knows Petraeus. He said that the whole Benghazi thing was a setup. We'll get his take as well coming up in the second hour. It is going to be one important transmission. Call your friends and family. Tell them tune in today, right now, to InfoWars.com and the free audio streams or your local AM and FM stations.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's GMO-free with no hydrogenated oils and has a 25-year shelf life. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on the edge.
Living on the edge, my friends. There is no doubt that that is happening. We have a corrupt, out-of-control globalist bureaucracy where the most corrupt are being promoted to the highest positions of power, and then over time, even more corrupt individuals replace them. It is a system where the most evil, the most cunning, the most manipulative are able to get into control. And that is what we are facing right now. We have seen this cyclical situation over and over again throughout history. Here's what we've got coming up on the transmission today. Consummate State Department Black Ops Insider, Dr. Steve Pachinik. You can just search engine his name, mainstream newspapers, you know, reporting on him running foreign assassination teams, psych warfare operations, hostage rescue negotiations, the Camp David Accords between Egypt and Israel that were successful, the only time they've ever had a peace deal, a lasting peace deal. He was there running psychological operations to get that done. So he is a heavy hitter. I don't completely, obviously, sit here and just absolutely buy everything he says out of hand because it is all cloak and dagger. But he says he's got the scoop on what's really going on with Petraeus. And he also says he has a scoop on Benghazi. Now, that doesn't mean I totally agree with him. Because when I know what's going on with something, I'll tell you. When I still haven't figured out exactly what's going on, I know Obama's lying. I know there's a massive cover-up. I've said that from day one. It's been now proven accurate. Obviously, it was a planned assault. We know that there were missile caches there being shipped into Syria. That's now been confirmed. So day one, we knew more than most people because we studied the situation. But I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, I agree with Pachinik, and I know he's probably out there listening right now. We're going to debate this coming up. Was a neocon hit to blame Obama. I mean, I could see neocons doing something like that as an October political surprise. The problem is Obama ordered the stand down. They sat around. Now we learned 7 hours. This has all come out. They lied day one and said it was a group of protesters. The CIA torture base down the street was ordered to stand down for 7 hours. Two Navy SEALs assigned to the CIA refused to go along with the orders to stand down and went and fought for hours and got killed. So, but it doesn't mean that I'm saying he's wrong either. I just need to get some of this in perspective from his position. And I know that Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, who's been on many times and been proven to be very, very accurate, he says it's a hit on the Ambassador Stevens, but he says he doesn't know who did it, what faction in the government, but clearly Obama is lying. So Tarpley says it's a neocon hit or Mormon Mafia hit, as he calls it, which is pretty ridiculous. I mean, just to use the term Mormon Mafia, because the Mormon Mafia is from a group of Mormons hired by a non-Mormon. It's literally, he may have been Mormon. The big CIA guy who was involved in all those different clandestine operations, Howard Hughes. I mean, that's the Mormon Mafia. They were called that because that's who he trusted to handle his affairs and his money. The issue is clearly this is a big scandal. They're calling it the new Watergate. You've got different senators and House members in the news calling for a new Watergate investigation. So we're going to be breaking all of that down and more with Steve Pachinik. And then we do have Larry Pratt coming on the transmission, head of Gun Owners of America, the second largest Second Amendment group in the country, who's basically forced the NRA to stop supporting gun control. NRA supported 68 Gun Control Act that's been used against everybody, not just felons, and let the feds get control of our Second Amendment to a great extent. And, of course, crime exploded in the aftermath in the cities where they banned guns, like Chicago and New York. He's going to be able to break down the full flotilla of attacks on our Second Amendment that are coming, not just legislatively through fraudulent law, but by rulemaking. The ATF has promised, if Obama got reelected, to go forward with its rule. You can just type in ATF takes public comments on banning shotguns. All semi-auto shotguns that can take clips or be altered to do it, they're saying they're going to ban outside of a law. And a lot more of that is coming up with Larry Pratt in the third hour today. That said, I have given Obama supporters last Friday and yesterday on the Monday show a chance to call in to tell me why Obama was a good guy. And they say, your guy lost, you're a racist. I'm like, but I really wasn't a supporter of Romney, but his rhetoric was better. The fact that America, at least on the surface, if you believe the electronic voting machines, there's a lot of evidence of fraud, endorsed Romney, shows how far gone we are. I agree with Ron Paul's statement, who joined us last Friday, on that issue. We are far gone to a great extent. And so that was my point. And they just showed their utter mindlessness, their political tribalism, just like Republicans would support Bush with torture, secret arrest, open borders, NAFTA GATT expansion, North American Union. They'd say, but he's a Republican, shut up, liberal. And I'd say, I'm not a liberal because I'm against Bush trying to reauthorize the assault weapons ban like he did in 2005. It elapsed in 2004. He tried to get it back in 05, 06, 07, 08, and they introduced the legislation. And I would get hate mail saying I was a darn liar. I've been in a gun shop in McBride's. And the guy said, I don't like you lying about George W. Bush. And then one of the owners said, no, he's right, he did. But the point is, I mean, look, I'm not bad because I defend our republic. I'm not bad because I love this country. I'm not bad because I won't compromise. I'm not bad because I understand both parties are controlled. But mainline Republicans are incredibly tribal, and so are mainline Democrats. And the Democrats take the cake. I mean, it is a new level. I'd say to these callers, so you don't care that 52% of blacks are aborted in this country and that it's a eugenics program. And they're like, no, I don't care. I like it. And then we've got a whole compilation of videos we're going to put on the nightly news tonight with Aaron Dykes of different black people saying, let's get rid of these nappy-headed black kids and statements like that. And it's a real sick culture thing. Evil is increasing everywhere. There is really no doubt about that. So I want to give everybody a chance to call in. First-time callers, though, here today. Obama supporters, people that are upset about Obama being elected, people that think it's great because things are going to get worse a lot faster now. You know, kind of that theory, you let the kid have the fever so they break the fever. You know, you have a fever to kill the bacteria, to kill the viruses, to slow down their replication, putting them into that, you know, hotter environment. Is that the idea here? Because we are in trouble either way. It's time to wake up and really realize how much trouble we're in. As they say, wake up and smell the coffee. Well, that is the best time of waking up, I will tell you. It's time to wake up and smell the deep tyranny, and the road we're going down is very bad. Because here's the bottom line, and then I'm going to get into the latest on San Diego residents face 6 years in prison for washing their cars. That's in the local paper. Infowars.com has our own story. This has already started in England. See, it's time to learn how to go to prison. It's time to learn how to be a prisoner of the globalist. And so they want to get everybody into the corrupt system, everybody getting a record. This is how the bureaucracy, how the Agenda 21, how the tyranny by zoning and petty regulation, that's how it works. That's how it operates. And then we're going to get more into drivers questioned at federal checkpoints. Larry Pratt, as I mentioned, petitions to secede are filed for 23 states since election. And in a matter of hours, the Houston Chronicle reports 25,000 Texans, just like 50,000 by now. It was 40-something thousand this morning, so I'm guessing where it is now. 25,000 Texans in a matter of hours signed the petition for secession. And that's actually in the Constitution, in the federal law. The states created the federal government. So it's the United States, not the states under the federal government. It's self-run by foreign banks. So they're moving in that direction more and more. And you will see more calls for this as the tyranny increases. And when Obama tries to go after the guns, you will see official moves, not to secede, but to annul and use nullification at the state level to block unconstitutional federal activity. And that's why they've been billing and selling the entire time the idea that Obama is Lincoln and that he is going to, you know, shut everybody down, and romanticizing Lincoln and all these movies and fantasy shows and Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Slayer, and Time Magazine and Newsweek, you know, he's the new Lincoln. So we're going to be discussing all of that coming up today as well. And we're also going to be getting into Rupert Murdoch, gleeful at BBC debacle in Britain, the giant pedophile scandal that the police are busy covering up as usual. You know, they're saying that the voice of Elmo has gotten in trouble for having sex with a young boy. That's what's being alleged. And I mean, it's just par for the course. I mean, I got to be honest with you. Watching Sesame Street, just my perv. People say they have gaydar. I don't so much have gaydar. I have pervert-dar. And, I mean, I'll just be honest. My pervert-dar, when I see Hayden, the former head of the NSA, I mean, just pegs. I would walk to the other side of the street if I saw Hayden walking down it. And I got to say, about unless it's guest-hosting people, you know, some of the main characters, you know who I'm talking about on their just absolutely my pervert radar, my Danger Will Robinson radar goes way off the chart. We'll be right back with the big Petraeus news that could become Obama's Watergate. Straight ahead. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power, even save money on your electric bill? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy, but he didn't spoke at all. He just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen.
Big John.
I am your host, Alex Jones. Again, Big coming up, John. Dr. Steve Pachenik, former State Department head of psychological operations. Larry Pratt, head of Gun Owners of America, also joining us. And before I get briefly into the Petraeus thing, because we'll revisit it more in the next hour and give you what I think is going on there. I mean, we know what's going on to a certain extent. We don't know the whole story or the rest of the story. The media is, of course, playing out a facade for people. But before I do that, let me give the number out, as I was mentioning earlier, since I haven't done that yet, because that's the cue to open the phones up. We're opening the phones right now for first-time callers, whether you love the Obama election, whether you think it's a great thing, a bad thing, and where you see this country going and what you think is going to happen when they try to make you turn in all your semi-automatic rifles and handguns, as they're now announcing they're going to try to do, even outside law. They just say they're going to try to do it, I guess start a civil war. Do you have a take on that? 800-259-9231. You understand we've been infiltrated and taken over by foreign megabanks that use socialism to get the majority of the people on the take, on the dole, so they'll sell out their birthright of freedom for nothing. It's like Cain and Abel, you know. Cain sold out his birthright, half the land, everything. It was a rich family, if you read the Bible, for a bowl of porridge. Came in and he said, I want that bowl of porridge you're sitting there cooking. He said, what do I get? He goes, everything, my birthright. And you know the rest of the story. After they eat the bowl and it's gone, well, they bash our brains out. And then the golden goose is destroyed, but they don't care because, well, they get to dominate and run everything. And people are spray painting King Obama everywhere and getting tattoos saying, Hail Caesar. We've got a whole report on that. And you think it's a joke till you talk to these people. They're like, you lose, I win. It's like moron sports fans. It's one thing if you watch a football game or baseball game or basketball game because it's a diversion. You know it's a diversion. You're getting a little R&R, but when you really get into it and it's your whole life, you're a joke. And it's the same thing with these people who don't have any national pride, any family pride, any cultural pride, any religious pride, any business pride. They just have pride about their sports team. And it's the exact type of looniness I see with these Obama supporters. So I'd like to hear from people on all this. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I know a lot of people have been chomping at the bit to get on air when I was just letting the Obama people be heard because it was priceless. Just not listening to a word I said, reading teleprompter points that were regurgitated by the media, which they have mental talking points on, just regurgitating the same thing over and over again. Saying, aha, your guy lost. And I'm like, no. They own both guys, but they wanted this guy. Can't you get that? Just elementary stuff. And it's like, I feel good. My guy won. You lost. And you've seen the cover just invoking incredible racial division. That's what the left does. This is how they control people. They have a stake in it. The Democratic Party of the Ku Klux Klan, literally, look into it. It says, if you're white, you're history. I mean, this is the type of incredible garbage, the Obama conquest. How about it should say the New World Order conquest, the banker conquest? Well, you know, when you read the Financial Times of London or even Time Magazine or Newsweek and previous articles, they say the Bank of the World has conquered us. That's the popular quote. And then I can play the news clips of them bragging on CNBC, CNN. I can show you countless headlines. The first issue of our magazine, InfoWars Magazine. We had just dozens of quotes and links to the news. What was the headline on that article? It was in the magazine. We also then posted it after the magazine came out at Infowars.com. The other article was Rome Burned, Will We? But the other big one was bankers declare they've conquered Europe and the U.S. And then we had their quotes. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, just talking about how stupid we are and all of this. Wow, this is a first. My son is now in the control room, punching buttons, talking to me over the microphone. He's chomping at the bit, begging every day to get on air. We're very close to one of my progeny being on air. Out of the control room.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You got a business. That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
That's right, and jumping the gun on my own show here. My point is, hearing that Obama quote about, you didn't build that business, somebody else did that. What's going to happen is that this has happened in hundreds of other countries. There's over 170 countries. More than half of them in the last 100 years or so have been socialist or communist at one time. And it follows an exact pattern. And it is nightmarish. Now, I want to get in briefly into the Petraeus news as a prelude to what's coming up in the next hour, and then go to your phone calls at 800-259-9231. My son, who's 10 years old, and I'm not just saying this because he's my son. I will put him on air soon. He's going to be part of the news team here because he keeps begging to do it. And because if I was reading history books and things when I was 10, but I wasn't half as informed as he already is. And I always conflate stories. When it's news and information, I almost always get it right. I make some mistakes. We correct it when I do. Sometimes I'm thinking about something else, and I say, yeah, they've already shipped General Motors over to China. Now they're shipping Jeep. I tell you, that's what you get bailing out General Motors. where it sounded like I was saying Jeep was General Motors and not Chrysler. I know that it's Chrysler. My dad drives a Jeep Sahara. I'm a fan of Jeep, and I knew that, but I heard the rebroadcast later, and it was wrong. So occasionally, the type of mistakes I make are blaring. And I was conflating the story of Cain and Abel, where one brother killed the other. And my son was smart enough. He wasn't on the on-air mic, though, was he? He was on the conference mic where you guys talked to me. He was on the conference mic, correct? Thumbs up? Yeah, he comes in and pops in my ear and says, Dad, you're wrong about Cain and Abel. And I'm like, ho, hold your horses. So I walk out. He tells me how I'm wrong during the break. We pull it up on the online Bible resources, and he's correct. Been a long time since I was in Sunday school. It's Jacob and Esau. So, son, I'm not going to say your name yet. I'm not ready to destroy your innocence yet and throw you into the shark pit. But we're, you know, no guts, no glory. Fortune favors the bold, and our fortune is liberty that we're looking for. So you want in the shark tank. I was going to put him in the shark tank a few months ago here on the air because he really wants to do it. And my wife is like, no, not yet. But I think she's ready to pull the trigger. So mama has got to pull the trigger. So don't say your name. Let's put him on air. He can correct me. This is no exaggeration. Started reading children's Bibles when he was five. He now reads adult King James versions. And as he loves it, it's a great history book. And he reads many other history books. But here I'm bragging on my son, and then I'll get into the news and your calls. But son, you can now correct me live on air. Go ahead.
Well, Dad, if you look at the Bible, you got it right that they do get into a big fight, but his mom gets him out of there before Esau can bash his brains out. And also, you got it right about the soup. It's you just got their names wrong. I'm sorry about interrupting the show.
No, you didn't. Listen, the guys all the time hear me make mistakes, and they don't correct me. And I've asked them, at least when I go to break, to correct me, because when they kind of shout corrections at me, then I'm not quite picking up what they're saying half the time, probably because I'm half deaf. But thank you so much for that. Tell us about the story of the brother that sold his birthright, and then how I conflated. That means kind of like you take two sides of the card deck and put them in together. I know you know what conflate means. What's the story of Cain and Abel then? I know one brother killed the other. What was that fight over? That was over the soup, wasn't it? Or was that the other guys?
It was over actually a sacrifice to God. Because God was pleased with Abel's sacrifice because it was a flesh and blood sacrifice and not Cain's sacrifice because it was actually a fruit and vegetable sacrifice. You see, Cain was a farmer and Abel was a shepherd.
By the way, Wes in there is a big Bible guy. Goes to church multiple times a week, reads the Bible with his children every day, and he's in there nodding his head. So see, this is not scripted. I mean, the crew's here. They saw my son just came, knew how to hit the button and talk to me on air, I guess from watching, took over the show, and now during the break I said, well, go ahead and officially come on the air then and correct us. So that's the Cain and Abel story. What's the other story that I mixed with the Cain and Abel story?
You see, Esau was the oldest brother by like a few seconds. He came out, they were actually twins. Jacob and Esau were twins. He came out first, so he got the double portion of his father's wealth.
Wasn't the other one holding on to the other guy's foot? Or was that the twins that Abraham had? They were fraternal twins, right? And then it made the two nations. No, that was the kid that came later. See, my problem is I got to revisit the Bible because I know this news stuff, but now when it comes to the Bible, it's all just mixed together.
Okay, can I continue the story now?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. They grew up, Esau was like the best in the tribe at hunting, and he was his father's favorite. But Jacob was his mother's favorite. He was so quiet. He would stir the soup. He would cook.
No. Keep going.
It just got cut out for a minute. And so this sort of caused the dynamic between the brothers where Jacob was really jealous of Esau. And one night, Esau had come home from hunting. He had a big deer. He didn't have any deer.
And he was hungry.
Yeah, and he was hungry, and he saw Jacob stirring soup, and Jacob was very clever, while his brother was very pretty much stupid. And he tricked Esau into trading the soup for his birthright.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that story. Again, this is unscripted, and you've done a great job. Guys, you see why he's going to do so good on air? I mean, first time, boom, correcting Alex Jones on air. And but, hey, with great power comes great responsibility. Remember that. I love you. That's anything else you'd like to add? I'll listen to Vedandi out there. Go ahead.
Oh, just thank you for letting me be on the air for the first time. I really hope it turns out to be a good thing for me. And I'm nervous.
All right, I love you, son. Oh, man, I'm nervous, too.
Bye.
Bye, I love you. Okay, no more jumping on the microphone. Oh, man. Okay, there you go. So he corrected me. I was conflating those two stories. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe we can have Bibles time with my son. I keep wanting to say his name. I'm not going to say his name yet on air because you know what the enemy will do. All right, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, we have a lot of other news that I want to get to, but I do want to get to your phone calls. On the Petraeus front, let me just read you some of the headlines here. Petraeus investigation ensnares commander of U.S. NATO troops in Afghanistan. And it was a couple other generals in the last month. The one over AFRICOM has had to be relieved from his overall command. It's all about Benghazi. It's a huge purge. They wanted Petraeus to testify this week. Magically, all this happens. I mean, does anybody buy this? Exclusive. Paula Broadwell's emails revealed. This is a four-star circus, as Matt Drudge says. And they're not threatening. So why was the FBI tapping Petraeus's computer? This is just their cover so they can say, and then you've got this woman on the base who's unpaid, part of social help, who just so happened to be contacting the FBI guy who's sending her images of his shirt off. I mean, all of this, that's just their excuse to claim of why they were surveilling him, and they've now raided Broadwell's home. Was Broadwell a spy for a foreign government? I don't know. I mean, is Obama engaged in damage control? Is this a blackmail operation? We now know that the young lady Clinton was sharing cigars with, Monica Lewinsky. Who knows? FBI agent sent topless pictures of himself to Petraeus whistleblower after becoming obsessed with her. And now he's been banned from the investigation. So that's a way to shut down an FBI guy who they're setting up as well. See, they'll burn everybody involved in the cover-up. I mean, this is big. And here's this woman, Jill Kelly, the whistleblower. Oh, yes. Who was unpaid on the base, just part of a social support group. Yes. Mm-hmm. Just like Broadwell, I'm sure. Continuing, Petraeus affair, part of criminal probe. Again, FBI, they're having to raid everyone. Paula Broadwell's father, this is about something else entirely, and the truth will come out. Gee, think so? Think it's about a honeypot, maybe? You know what that is? It's the number one level of intelligence operations to use women on men, and the Casanova types on women, or men on men, women on women. That's how they control these people. And the people knowingly get involved in it because you're always compromised at those levels. It's so they can just destroy you whenever they want, and you know it. I used an example of this yesterday, and CJ said most people probably didn't get it. They probably haven't seen Dune, the movie, which is a shadow of the incredible book by Frank Herbert, that if you know politics and the Illuminati and the New World Order, that guy was definitely an insider of some type. I'm going to get Frank Herbert's son on sometime if you can do that. But the point is, he's a good writer too, but nothing compared to his dad, I got to be honest. It's like more like Pulp Fiction. I guess they're just churning them out. I guess his dad churned out some, too. But the point is, that one book, on how intrigue and conspiracies operate, Baron Harkonnen has these heart plugs. And that's in the movie. It's actually not in the book. Where if he's upset with you, you just, don't worry. Everyone gets a heart plug. They just pull them out, and it opens up a port to your heart, and blood gouts out. And Baron Harkonnen likes it splattering on him. It's actually based on what a lot of the British royalty and people are into, if you actually look at the history of it. They are Transylvanian lineage to Dracul, Vlad the Impaler, or Count Dracula, Count Dragon, little red dragon symbol of England. That's the Illuminati symbol of England. The lion rampant is the symbol they don't particularly like, but it's the old symbol of England. But I now digress here, expanding on all this lore. How did I get off into that? These people know they're compromised, that you have to go be compromised to be sent up the ladder of ascension into the New World Order barony of being a high-level minion. The real power structure, you never hear about them. And again, Judge Napolitano is asking, what were FBI agents doing monitoring Petraeus' private emails? The CIA director has the FBI spying on him over a girlfriend that sent stuff saying, I'm watching you, and you better watch it, hussy. You know, running around here on the base is basically what she said. Oh, my gosh, let's spy on the CIA director. I mean, the Congress is told when it wants to know about what the CIA director is doing that it's above their security clearance, when Congress funds the CIA and everything else and is the highest level even above the president. So things have gotten totally backwards. But we're to believe the FBI was spying on the CIA director. I mean, does anyone buy this? Does anyone buy that we have seen 7-hour stand down in Benghazi up from 5 hours, a CIA torture base down the street, and no help rendered? There is a cover-up here. There's a cover-up. Obama has lied. The question is, what's really going on here? So we're going to be looking at that more coming up. And now more commanders. The investigation scares commander of U.S. NATO troops in Afghanistan. Turns out the FBI has 30,000 pages of documents with all of their camp followers. And, again, the military has totally degenerated at the top. The regular troops are having their pension funds stolen. They're having their death benefits they paid into that's their money stolen. That's on record. That's not even a news item. It's just back of the paper. They're using DU. They're getting sick. They're having experimental vaccines tested on them. They're serving 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 tours that no one would ever think of. They're committing suicide at record numbers, 7 times the previous record. And the generals have brand new jet aircraft with lavish, you know, marble, champagne, all the women on board. It's like an orgy. This has come out in the news. They're on there with, you know, having orgies, basically. And the troops are in C-130s with the cushions all rotted out, with mites everywhere and toilets overflowing, defecating in buckets. Remember that came out 3 years ago? I mean, on those troops transports, they're defecating in buckets. There's mites everywhere. It's total filth. The aircraft are rattling apart. You think I'm joking? Go look it up. It was in the news a couple of years ago. You remember that? Just type in military transports falling apart. You know, troops using buckets. Meanwhile, the generals are champagne with. I mean, this bumbling woman is on the news gushing about Petraeus. Obviously. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. And I was thinking about it this morning, and then I'm going to go to your calls. I'm going to go to your calls now, because I said I'd go to them. We're running out of time here. Andy in Indiana, you're on the air. Are you celebrating Obama right now?
Absolutely not, Alex. I actually called today because have you heard about this explosion in Indianapolis?
Yeah, they were popping in my ear telling me they had the Napolitano video. I didn't hear what you said. Go ahead.
Oh, I said, have you heard about this explosion in Indianapolis?
No. We'll have to track and scan the news here as a news organization. Let me tell me about that.
Well, the news is just saying it was a faulty furnace, and the house that it was in was completely level.
Well, that happens. I mean, sir, they have gas mains blow up. They have all sorts of stuff happen all the time. Did you see that power plant explosion in New York? We never even showed that. That was more important news, but it was amazing. First it lights on fire, and then the big transformer blows up.
Well, the part that concerns me is that the whole area, I'm not sure who's heading it, but they're not letting people leave or go in to the whole area of the explosion.
Yeah, well, that's usually a sign of a cover-up that they're not letting you leave. They weren't letting you come in. That's understandable. Yeah, 2 dead from that, sir. I appreciate your call. Thanks for giving us a tip on that. Scott in South Carolina. Scott, you're on the air. Are you celebrating Lord Obama? ahead, Scott, if you want to be on air. Will, I'll talk to you right now, buddy. Okay.
No, I'm not.
You're not happy.
I'm there?
Yeah, you're on the air, bro. We're going to try this one more time. Go ahead.
All right, cool. No, I am not following this drone over here. What's the topic? I kind of just missed the last 5 minutes. I apologize. Is there a topic?
Hey, I appreciate your call, bro. No, listen, I really appreciate your call. Here's what happens. When we don't screen calls, sometimes we get really great calls. Sometimes we get the worst in talk radio. Because I have this thing of not screening your calls because all their talk radio does it. And a lot of talk radio uses it to get the views they want on air. But, I mean, my big thing is I give the number out and people call in and say, I don't know what we're talking about today. Or they sound drunk. But when I say I want police to call in or military or school teachers or people on certain topics, it's incredible calls. Or when I say folks from Australia or folks from Mexico call in, tell us what you're seeing with the flu outbreak. Incredible, groundbreaking calls. So I guess we're going to have to start screening calls just by the topic. So we won't screen you calling in, but it's got to be on the topic. This time I said, are you celebrating the Obama election? And no one is calling in about what I said. I mean, I said what the topic was.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's GMO-free with no hydrogenated oils and has a 25-year shelf life. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Okay, let's try these phone calls again. First-time callers, I want your take on the state of the world, where you see the economy going. Mark Fomber, top economist researcher, right up there with Jim Rogers, says prepare for a massive market meltdown. Well, yeah, staged just like 08 to hold everyone hostage. Max Kaiser predicted it. I predicted it. Gerald Celente predicted it. Bob Chapman, before he died, predicted it, because they do the same trick. They do it in the third world. They did it here in 08. We're going to be talking about that coming up as well. But they're going to hold everybody hostage and say, oh, we got to raise carbon taxes, VAT to pay so that all the welfare queens get their money. And really, it's going to go to banker bailouts, but the welfare queens will say, yeah, I deserve some more money. And it's all short term. They have short term thinking. That's why they're poor. That's why they're broke. That's why they're domesticated. And they're going to come rob those of us, the producers, even more. It's the poor welfare class with the ultra elite, pressure from above, pressure from below. God help us. God help us. Martha in Hawaii, welcome to the airwaves. Thank you for calling.
I'm a first-time caller. I've had many experiences that are bad. First of all, I'm a black woman, and I have had so many problems with my family and my friends, black, white, Latino. All my friends think I'm insane for what I've been trying to show them and tell them. I've had the most terrible experiences with TSA. The woman went completely into my vagina this last time. It was just horrible.
It's a total act of domination. Every guy, listen, if they admit for 3 years they go in the pants and in women. And I don't like to talk like this on air, folks. This is what happens in America. It's why I cannot fly, because now they will demand to grab your children, even if you say no and want to leave now, and drag them to the pervert assault room. And I'm sorry, ma'am. Go ahead.
No, but I'm the most unthreatening person in the world. I'm from the old school. I dress nicely.
It's not about that you're non-threatening. It's an act of domination and enslavement. We're being inducted back into slavery, that we have no dignity, that's why the globalists try to push that we have no dignity. Exactly. You say you're from the old school, when Hispanics, blacks, whites, everybody, even the poorest people, did everything they could to walk upright, to dress nice, and to have dignity. They've taken our dignity with the MTV culture so that now we can have our dignity destroyed. The first step of slavery is destroying your dignity, and that's what the TSA is the front line of. Ma'am, go ahead.
The NDAA was the final straw. We are relocating. I've been studying where to go in the world, but we're waiting for our book for the relocation. It's going to take 4 to 6 weeks. I ordered it the moment you said it was available. So I've been waiting for it to come. But the worst part about it is this race thing. They're trying to divide us that way. That is the most horrible thing in the world. That's really getting me. And the things that are going on here on the island, we have these people with these big black cards stopping us already here on the island. It's going on here.
There are now federal police all over the country just setting up checkpoints, searching vehicles from Tennessee to Arizona in the middle of the country. And sometimes they have Army there or Marines with heavy machine guns on the news aiming them at your cars. And they'll have police just set up a checkpoint and just aim M16s at families. It's on the news. And I mean, let me tell you something. I'm driving along and I'm pulling up. It's one thing if the car matches the description, it looks like it, and they're saying, get out of the car. No, they aim them at everybody as an act of domination. And let me tell you, I'm going to get upset by that. I mean, look, it's going to be just like 1776. They're going to push, and they're going to push, and they're going to push, because they're a bunch of delusional perverts. If they're not up there with a bunch of whores on board the jet aircraft, the military, at least the military is with women. I mean, most of these politicians are in there literally raping little kids. We're dealing with a cult of gang rapers.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888 888-
253-3139.